T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Mike's on. He's ready to go.
On the Fan.
New York Sports Radio.
Mike's on. Mike's on.
He'll get you the sports any way that he can. It's Mike Francisco.
From the studios of WFAN, this is Mike Zahn, Francesa on the Fan on this first day of June. This Thursday, June 1, the NBA Finals begin this evening. Finally, the highly anticipated matchup is upon us. The Cavaliers heavy underdogs against the Golden State Warriors as they begin what is the third straight epic battle between the two teams amidst some ugliness that we'll get to. Mets playing this afternoon, just getting ready to play after a very bad night last night. We have the contest that we promised, the Grand Slam that we're going to play until the first day of summer through today, through June 21, to give you a chance each day to win a pair of VIP tickets to the November 15th show I'm going to do at the Tiller Center that was sold out a while ago. So this is a chance to get tickets to the cocktail party, tickets that'll put you in the first three rows, and we'll give you a ticket to the cocktail party that'll be held before it. So tickets that never went on sale. So the only way you could get them is through this contest. We'll give away a pair every day, and we got something special planned for the 21st. But you have to be listening each hour. We're going to basically give you clues throughout the day from championship teams, mostly championship teams of the last 30 years, which marked the Fan, but a couple of them go back, like the Knicks, the Jets, so that we got everybody included. So we will do that, and we will begin it, as we said, today. So you have to be listening right through. In the 5 o'clock hour, we'll give away a pair each day. Ira on the NBA coming up. Ira Windeman, Joe Girardi today coming up in his usual spot after the Yankees fell to the Orioles again last night, as Tanaka's problems continue. And a game that got out of way, really just got off to a bad start with Thames home run, a very poor performance, one of the poorest performances we've seen out of DeGrom, who has had a wildness problem this year despite the strikeouts, and last night hit very hard, gave up a couple of home runs, really had a very, very poor performance, and a game where the Mets had little chance. They did not hit Guerra in that splitter at all. I mean, they had all kinds of problem with that as he dominated them over six innings, and the Mets went on. Both teams went on to one-sided losses last night. The Yankees go visit the Blue Jays with Sabathia on the mound this evening. The Blue Jays trying to get themselves right back in the mix, and they're doing that. They've won 8 out of 10. They got themselves right back in this division. Top to bottom, the division is now 5 games, so it's anybody's division right now. So the Blue Jays will try and see if they can topple the team that's on top over the next 4 days. And the Mets, as we said, getting underway in minutes with Anderson against Wheeler as the Mets try to get back to winning ways after what was a very tough night in every facet last night. The bats weren't there. The game was behind early. They were out of it by the fourth inning. Game was long over. And then, of course, we have the wonderful, I guess to some highly symbolic Mr. Met gesture last night. So even in this year, which has gotten ugly for the Mets, Mr. Met goes rogue. I don't know. You know, listen, we try to be compassionate. Maybe he was having trouble at home. You know, Mrs. Met can be tough sometimes. Who knows exactly what the reason was for his problems last night? We don't know exactly what set him off. We haven't really heard that yet. But Mr. Met last night with a ugly gesture, as we know, that got a lot of attention. People couldn't wait to text that to me last night. I started getting those texts from of that Mr. Met gesture at about, let me see, what was the first one I got last night? It wasn't early. So I don't know what time this actually hit the news and when everybody knew about it, but I guess it was like 11 o'clock or something, 10 o'clock when I first got my first one last night. It was about 11 o'clock when I got, then they started coming last night and today, one after another with some, you know, hysterical was in it. It was an interesting caption that, you know, was, you know, and everyone couldn't wait to send those to everybody as Mr. Met. And, you know, there is more than one Mr. Met, I believe, that kids who don the uniform, and usually young guys, I believe, who don the uniforms. But one, obviously, last night, and you can draw your own conclusions. I know a lot of people have said who was masquerading in the uniform last night. So a tough night for the Mets, got tougher with that visual that made the news and made a lot of people laugh late last evening into this morning. And then you had the finals opening with this LeBron James situation, which was anything but a laughable matter, as LeBron James addressed, and not the way you want to open the finals and not the message you want to hear and sent. As we know that somebody wrote a racial slur on one of LeBron James's property, not anywhere he was, not a house that he frequents very often, although it's nice when you can have $21 million houses that you don't go to more than once or twice a year, but hey, that's his business. But his home outside L.A. Was hit with vandalism, and we know what was written on the wall there, so you would hope we're past that, but as we learned last night again, we're not. So that's the climate under which the NBA Finals will open this evening, that had to be addressed and dealt with yesterday. So, but for basketball, and finally for that sport, which has had a very, very tough postseason, waiting for these two teams. This is finally the epic battle that everybody wanted. Everybody's waited to see. We've talked about this since probably the day that Durant joined the team. The idea of this matchup, everyone has chronicled every move that Golden State has made. Everyone has watched to see if Cleveland could keep pace throughout the season. Everybody marked every month with to see which team looked like it was gaining strength. Obviously, we know which team was considered the stronger. Cleveland jumped, you know, basically backed itself out of the race early on that regard. And in the playoffs, though, has kind of matched Golden State step for step as these two teams come in at 24-1. And really have dominated the sport dramatically, and they will try to see if they can equal last year's incredible final and see if they can equal that for drama and everything else as these incredibly talented teams led by LeBron James and, of course, the Big Four, the Fab Four on the Warriors, with, of course, Durant playing a major role since he hasn't won. He goes there and pushes his chips to the middle of the table and obviously is under a lot of pressure to lead Golden State. As much as he does lead Golden State, it's more of a, you know, multifaceted approach with that team. But he will be obviously a very, very prominent figure and you know, quite likely, I mean, it'll battle game in and game out, but quite likely, you know, along with Curry, their leading scorers, and there will be pressure on him. It will be a very tough series for him if he does not lead his team, considering the stacked nature of the team, the fact that a team that had done everything that Golden State had accomplished in the last 2 years added one of the top players in the league looking and thirsting for a championship. Obviously, there's pressure on Golden State and especially pressure on Durant to win that championship this year, a championship that they are heavily favored to win. Golden State is about a 280-1 favorite, which is significant, not overwhelming, but significant for a final. And they have home court, obviously, as they will have on display this evening. And they are considered the favorites and will be the favorites to win this thing, even though the other team has LeBron James and friends, and they are the defending champion. So everything you would want in the final is there. It's a matchup that has taken on, you know, its own storyline over the last couple of years. That was ratcheted up completely with the heroics that went forth last year as the Cavs came from behind to win the series. A very tough series for the Warriors to swallow. So that's where we are as we finally get ready for the NBA Finals. So we got a lot to do today as we will follow along with the Mets, who are underway with Wheeler on the mound at Citi Field, and plenty on the NBA. Joe Girardi, Ira, the Grand Slam contest, all that coming up. We'll get it all rolling right after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.